During over the weekend, prosecutors say the alleged attacker offered a Muslim prayer in a corner of a shopping mall 10 minutes before he went after the soldier on patrol in the crowded shopping area. This is SRN News.
You're listening to AM 1490, WWPR, Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa Bay. Yes, Don, go ahead.
Okay. Valerie Silver's in the studio. I'm sitting in my home and talking on the radio. If you want to do the same thing, she's got other programs, other time slots available. If you look on her website, www.1490wwpr.com, it'll show you what times are available for purchase. Valerie, I sent you an extra 20%. Is there any chance I could get this program on a podcast after it's over?
Yes, sir. I'm taping it.
Okay, if we get it on a podcast, you'll give us a podcast directions before the show's over. So this is a very inexpensive way to put your message out there. And go to that website, 1490wwpr.com, and see what kind of times are available that you can say your message. I've asked Mr. Miller from Fillingham Yachts to call this program later today and talk about sailing. He's got a 22-foot Rhodes for sale up on Longboat Key, and he's also got a CNC 30, two really nice boats. The 22-foot Rhodes is more in my category. I'm looking for something around $20,000 or less. So $5,000 down is talking money. That's providing we sell my mother's condo up in Largo, Florida. It's at 1655 South Highland, A102 in Penthouse Groves, and the guy to call on that is Steve Neely. His phone number is 727-452-4602. It's a Penthouse Groves condo with 1,400 square feet around the corner of Bel Air Road and Highland. And the address is Clearwater, but it's really Largo. 1,400 square feet, huge kidney-shaped swimming pool, pool tables in the clubhouse. It's just a wonderful situation, barbecues to share out there with gas barbecues. And it's just a really swell place for $75,000 in Clearwater. I purchased this radio airtime to say that we really should have a constitutional republic based on consent of the governed with liberty, equality, and justice for all. My websites are www.subhuman.us and www.donfromlargo.com. And I've been advocating constitutional republic of, by, and for the people for 26 years. I think I've been purchasing radio airtime on WWPR since 2007. And I used to say that what we need is internet, radio, and TV time for federal candidates who are perhaps economically challenged. What we have here in the United States is think of a name for a government that says people who are described in their constitution are subhuman and can't have political existence, rights, or voice. I call it an incorporated prostitutional horocracy. Incestuous feudalism might be another name for that kind of government that regards its citizens as subhuman unless they can prove bribes and incorporation. The nation was founded on the concept that white men were created equal, slaves, Native Americans, and women not so much. Then eventually, over the course of time, we determined that slavery was not such a good idea. We ought to free the slaves, and we only need to rent people. We don't need to own them. And I think it's a better deal for the owners to rent than to own, because they don't have to take care of medical care. They just have to pay a less than living wage and go down the road. And then women eventually achieved the right to vote and divorce and became more like regular human beings like the men were when the Declaration of Independence was signed. And the Native Americans, we stopped genocide after a while, and they achieved the right to vote, to hunt out a season, and casinos. So the nation was founded as a minority government based on the concept that some white men were created equally. Some people say that it was even limited to property-owning people. I'm not sure about that. I haven't seen where that is, but I do know that Native Americans, slaves, and women were not equal under the law. And so we've developed somewhat since then, except in 1971, the Democrat and Republican political parties determined that the Constitution was null and void. We don't need to recognize the U.S. Constitution as a reason or qualification for political office. We skip the U.S. Constitution, and we slip right into bribes and incorporation as a reason for political existence. And that's not a natural state of mankind. It's not something that's described in the U.S. Constitution, but in the recent Federal Citizens United case, in which just people were denied access. You know, I applied for appearance at the Citizens United case. It's really Citizens United Corporations of the World versus the American people. And that came out on January 21st, 2010. And on January 24th, 2010, I was arrested walking between church and car. And I had my website on the back of my shirt. It said donfromlargo.com. And that was a declaration of candidacy for President of the United States and some various discussions on the issue. I had applied for appearance at Citizens United and filed that appearance with the U.S. Supreme Court and the U.S. District Court of Appeals in Atlanta and the U.S. District Court in Tampa. I got to turn my TV. I'm sitting here in my kitchen, and the remote doesn't work to turn down the volume. Oh, no, I switched it to another station. Anyways, it's off. But so my feeling is I've changed since my first days of broadcasting on WWPR. At that time, I thought that people with less than, say, $1 million in bribes, spending, or net worth, who advocated for a constitutional republic, ought to have, like, airtime on the radio, airtime on the TV, and all of that. But I've backed off from that idea, the original idea of my political candidacy, to the idea that if you declare for President of the United States or U.S. Senate or U.S. Congress, you're listed in a database and you prove whether you're constitutionally qualified or not. For the office of president, it's Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 5, that you need to be over the age of 35 or at least the age of 35 and a natural-born citizen. And so you prove that to the Federal Election Commission, and then you reach out to 12 people with a petition process saying that you're a candidate and that you'll, if elected, you'll uphold the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of your ability. And then you're listed on the Federal Election Commission website under fec.gov/candidates as a constitutionally qualified declared candidate for President of the United States. It kind of goes back to the biblical principle of 12 people. You know, Jesus declared himself to 12 people and went on from there. So that'd be the basis of your political existence for federal office. A, you prove you're constitutionally qualified. B, you reach out to 12 people with a petition process saying that you're a candidate. Then you're listed on the Federal Election Commission website under fec.gov/candidates. That doesn't mean you get on the ballot. That just means that you're recognized there as a candidate. Right now, the candidates for President of the United States have to prove bribes and incorporation of each of 20 states and raise at least $5,000 in each of 20 states. That's not a natural-born citizen. A corporation is not a natural-born citizen. A human individual comes out of his mother's womb, tapped on the butt, and starts to cry, that's a human individual described in the Constitution. in corporations are not human individuals described in the Constitution. It's something we've invented with the Federal Election Law of 1971 that says you're not a political person until you take bribes and become incorporated. And every single act of the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Pledge of Allegiance, the Gettysburg Address, everything that's written prior to the Federal Election Law of 1971 says that human beings described in the U.S. Constitution are individuals. But the Federal Election Law of 1971 says we are not and we don't exist unless we take bribes and become incorporated. For the office of president, we have to become incorporated and take bribes in 20 states. In other words, human individuals described in the U.S. Constitution don't exist under the Federal Election Law of 1971. And it's my job, or it's my mission, I've got no supporters, I've taken no bribes, not that I wouldn't mind some contributions. My mission is to make the U.S. Constitution a qualification for federal office, and we ought not be described and placed in a class with dogs and children, because dogs and children are not described in the U.S. Constitution. First, we have to prove we take bribes and we become incorporated, and then we are. But the U.S. Constitution doesn't say this is a government of, by, and for bribe-taking incorporations. It says this is a government of, by, and for human individuals. And that was part of the reason why the Bill of Rights was difficult to come by, because citizens had been used to a subscription of their rights, and they had to have a Bill of Rights, an additional group of amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And all of them talk about the human individual does exist, and then the Federal Election Law came along and said the individual human being does not exist unless he or she takes bribes and becomes incorporated. I've been arrested twice for advocating constitutional republic. I was arrested on Mound Road in Sterling Heights, Michigan, in front of about 1,000 people and maybe 20 TV cameras. I stopped my van in front of a group of people who were protesting USA Today Gannett's takeover of the Detroit media market. They had formed a picket line at the entrance to the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, and the whole community was supporting them. And I drove my blue Dodge Ram van in front of them, between the police. The police were all organized on the left side of Mound Road in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and the protesters, I'd call them patriots, were all arranged on the right side. And the job of the cops purchased by USA Today Gannett was to club and gas the citizens every hour on the half hour and let in the scab labor. In other words, the whole idea of the Republican corporatocracy revolution is that corporations exist and have rights, and just people do not. Just people is kind of a code word for my political existence. Just people, whole human beings described in our U.S. Constitution and all of our founding documents, need political existence, rights, or voice. So I had a press release that I passed out there, and one of the employees of USA Today Gannett, dressed in a police officer's uniform with a gun, club, and chemical weapons and all that, got a copy of it. He read it, and then they commandeered my van, and there was a big big media splash, and I was on every TV station. They eliminated all advertising. There were scenes of guns, clubs, and people being beaten and gassed and so forth, followed by me in a T-shirt that said, "There's no one like you, Dad," on the front, in handcuffs and wearing solar shades. I think they liked to put me on the TV. It was on every single commercial break for about 2 weeks. All commercial advertising was eliminated in Detroit, and they just had this picture of me in handcuffs. But they didn't say who I was. I figure they thought that since I was a public figure declared for office of President of the United States, they could utilize my image without asking me permission. You'll notice when they utilize someone's image that they don't have permission for, they blur their face. But since I was a public figure, they could use it to their impunity, but they didn't identify me. They closed out their infomercial of guns, clubs, and chemical weapons and beatings and gassings and fires with me in handcuffs. They didn't say this is a constitutionally qualified candidate for president of the United States who's been arrested because he advocated constitutional republic to an army of the Republican Revolution. You know, I was just an anonymous violent criminal, and I wasn't violent. I just passed out literature advocating constitutional republic. So, you know, I don't think that we need to totally eliminate all phases of election law, all phases of corporation law, all parts of the U.S. Constitution to make corporations the only political existence, rights, or voice in this country. We've totally usurped the idea that the individual does exist, and we've come up with the idea that the individual only exists if he or she becomes a corporation and he or she takes bribes. It's not that I wouldn't take bribes. Nobody's ever offered anything. I have a website called www.subhuman.us and another one called donfromlargo.com. My address and contact information's on there, and if you want to send $50, I'll send you 50 documents from my files regarding the part of the struggle that I've been in for 26 years. You know, I originally declared in the spring of 1987 for President of the United States, and I was out in my daughter's house at El Toro Marine Base in California. Star Magazine sent out a photographer in the summer of 1987. I don't know how they found me in California, but they did. They called me on I guess it's through the cell phone. And they sent out a photographer, and I'm standing in front of my red pickup truck. It says, Don Hackett, Jr. for President, USA, Democrat, of, by, and for just people. I think at that time it said Democrat or Republican, because I was kind of testing the waters to see what party I would stay with. Eventually, the Democrats sent me called me on the phone or contacted me, and they had assigned a person for people of my class to deal with at the Democrat Party. So I called them up and I said, "What's this about people of my class?" Because the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence don't say that you have to be a class or you have to be a corporation. All of those documents say that the individual human being does exist. That's what I've been arguing ever since. They put me, I was on page 15 of the December 15th, 1987 issue of Star Magazine with dogs and children. And, you know, I contacted the folks and I said, "Well, what do you mean you put me in with dogs and children? I'm not a dog and I'm not a child." And it was because of the bribe level. And I said, it's not a good idea to classify somebody who's constitutionally qualified according to the U.S. Constitution as subhuman. It just doesn't seem to be a very good idea at all. And I've been fighting it ever since. I've been saying you ought to recognize the U.S. Constitution as the primary qualifier, not bribes and incorporation. But I was trying to turn down the volume on the TV in the kitchen where I'm sitting. I moved I hit the wrong button and turned off our TV, so now we can't get television. I don't know what's happening in the world. Let me read you part of the Declaration of Independence. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more dispersed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government, to provide new guards for their future security." That's part of the Declaration of Independence, the second paragraph. Valerie, if you if you lose my signal, I'm on my house phone. You can still reach me on my cell phone at 727-674-8521. 727-674-8521 is my cell phone. I've got 50 pages of documents for $50 pertaining to the original article in Star Magazine and some of the original declarations that I've filed. My files are about 5 or 6 legal briefcases, and I've kept pretty much everything that I've written or declared since the spring of 1987, when I first declared for President of the United States, and then in the winter of 1987, I've learned that I was subhuman, that I was rated as and with dogs and children, because I lacked bribes and incorporation. I don't think the federal election law is right in this effect any more than it was right in the slavery issue, or the less than human status of women, or the fight against the Native Americans. And I believe we need to change the federal election law of 1971 to recognize that human individuals do exist and do have rights. And that would be a better idea than putting people in jail who are constitutionally qualified and advocate constitutional republic to violent mercenary armed forces of the Republican Revolution. Republican Revolution was declared in 1984, and then in 1985, USA Today, Gannett, Knight Ritter, doing business as Detroit newspapers, directly purchased local governments through Republican Governor John Engler in the state of Michigan. It's not a good idea. Violent mercenary armed class war in order to obtain total rights and voice for corporations is not a real good idea. The federal election law of 1971 fundamentally eliminates and abrogates. My wife is trying to turn the TV back on when I tried to get the volume down, and I hit the station button by mistake. It's like shaded on the side of these fancy televisions, and she can't get the real TV to come back on. When I'm off the air, I'll figure it out. So that's the idea. The idea is that instead of rating people as subhuman, as in with dogs and children, like we do under federal election law of 1971, instead of rating just people as subhuman, as in with dogs and children, we should recognize the U.S. Constitution as a qualification. Could you turn that volume down, sweetheart? I was trying to get it to turn down when I hit the wrong button. She got the TV back on so I can see what's happening in the world. So it seems like a very simple idea, but it's not, because the federal election law of 1971 says that just people described in the Constitution don't exist unless we take bribes and become incorporated in 20 states. It doesn't say anything about incorporation. As a matter of fact, that was a sticking point in the formation of the U.S. Constitution. They had to bring up a Bill of Rights such that human individuals described in the documents do exist. At no point does it say corporations run for political office. It doesn't say committees run for political office. It doesn't qualify committees or corporations. It says you have to be over 35 and a natural-born citizen. That's the qualifications for the U.S. presidency. But the federal election law 1971 establishes a bribe-taking and incorporated threshold. I think it's fundamentally wrong to have a system of law based on the idea that human individuals described in the founding documents are subhuman and don't exist. The number for call-ins at WWPR in Bradenton, Florida is 941-745-1490. Did I get that right, Valerie? 941-745-1490.
Yes, you did.
941-745-1490. Is there a toll-free number, Valerie?
Yes, there is. It's 888-761-1490.
Okay. That's Valerie. She's the station manager or station owner of WWPR in Bradenton, Florida. There's a lot of radio time available. If you go to 1490wwpr.com, you'll see the times that are available for purchase. I've been hoping to get established as a radio talk show host for many years, and so far I've got no traction and no ability. I pay for this time myself. I'm looking for sponsors or donations. Right now, the only thing I have to sell is 50 pages of documents relating to a 26-year struggle to establish the U.S. Constitution as a qualification for federal office, a struggle to get the Federal Election Law of 1971 set aside. Federal Election Law of 1971 says human beings described in the U.S. Constitution don't exist and don't have political existence unless they become incorporated and take bribes. You know, for $50, I'll send you 50 pages of documents pertaining to this 25-year struggle, including the article in Star Magazine that says you got to become incorporated and take bribes to be a candidate. I'm not incorporated because I don't think I have three friends or two friends. And that's kind of a sad indictment. Some of them my wife has shot down. I sail with somebody regularly. And I used to have someone I thought was a friend who was a engineer at one of the other stations in Clearwater, Florida, and my wife didn't like him. She told me to leave him alone, but he had started my website, donfromlargo.com, and when they seized my website, I didn't know how to get it back. He probably did because he was more internet knowledgeable about those things. So donfromlargo.com was seized. It was assigned to a third party, and I couldn't Google Google. You know, Google said that donfromlargo.com was seized pending renewal or deletion, and I couldn't Google Google. I couldn't get to Google to get my website back. But had my wife allowed...
All right, it looks like we lost Don, so we'll give him a call back in just a second. Welcome back, Don.
Okay, this is Valerie Silver. She's a station manager and owner of WWPR in Bradenton, Florida. We lost the signal, so we switched from my home phone to my cell phone. And until this stops working, I guess we'll still be on the air. I've been a candidate for President of the United States for 25 years. active, and I stopped on October 26th of 2012 because they were going to have a Democrat. They had nominated Barack Obama again. Barack Obama is qualified in the sense that he's over 35. He may or may not be a natural-born citizen, and he takes bribes, and he's become incorporated. I think people who take bribes and become incorporated are probably as nice a people as other people. But I don't think taking bribes and becoming incorporated ought to be a qualification for a federal office that says human individuals exist. We ought not do that. We ought not regard our citizens as subhuman with no political existence, rights, or voice. We ought not disqualify ourselves because we advocate constitutional republic of, by, and for the people, free speech, free press, and real elections. We currently run a federal election system based on the idea that you take bribes in each of 20 states and become incorporated in each of 20 states. To me, that's an anti-constitutional idea, an anti-constitutional idea that you become incorporated and you take bribes. I mean, it's reality of the land, but it's not reality of the Constitution and every single, all of the amendments. The U.S. Constitution, all the amendments, the Pledge of Allegiance, all say that the human individual does exist. But the Federal Election Law of 1971 says the human individual does not exist. So that's my quest to advocate constitutional republic and be allowed to do it legally. Not be regarded as subhuman, as in with dogs and children. That's the way they depicted me on the December 15th, 1987, pages 14, 15 of Star Magazine. And I started protesting right after that. I'm not a dog. I'm not a child. I'm a human being described in the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Pledge of Allegiance. The individual does exist. The Federal Election Law of 1971, I guess, was frustrated with the idea that women achieved equal rights. Slaves were freed, and we stopped genocide against Native Americans. So they substitute another minority government based on the idea that only those who take bribes and become incorporated are. And to me, that's wrong. It's really wrong. It's dead wrong. So the number for a call-in at this radio station is 941-745-1490, 941-745-1490. I've asked Mr. Miller of Fillingham Yacht Sales to call and talk about sailboats.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line. We have Lawrence.
Who do we have?
Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Good morning.
Are you from St. Pete, Lawrence?
I am.
Yeah, you live in a high-rise?
I do.
You're way up on top?
Not completely.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you quite frequently as a caller to this radio station, and
okay.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Thank you. You were talking about free press. A free press. Was that not correct?
Yeah, I would. I would argue that. When NBC and CBS give free press to people who are likely to give them millions of dollars in revenue, that puts out people who don't have any extra money, you know, like people who work for a living and have to pay the bills and they have no extra money and they're not incorporated, haven't taken any bribes. It puts that kind of person just out of the picture. It's kind of like the same incestuous feudalism on which the nation is based, that unless you take bribes and become incorporated, you're not. So I would like to see a way that constitutionally qualified candidates can be recognized. I'd like to see, when you have an ad for a multi-million dollar bribe-taking incorporation, underneath that, as a scrolling or a voice after its radio, you could say, this individual has become incorporated and is likely to give this corporation millions of dollars in revenue. There are other candidates whom we chose to ignore. You can go to fec.gov/candidates for a listing of those. You know what I mean? In other words, it's kind of incestuous feudalism that these billion-dollar corporations only give publicity to those who are going to return revenue to them.
Well, Don, I'm speaking of a free press that is the number one out of all the amendments, correct?
Yeah. Let me see if I don't have the Constitution. Yes, I do have the Constitution.
Yeah, you do number one.
All right, let me look.
It's right about numbers. Number two.
Yeah, on Section 1, Judicial Branch, Amendment 6. Are we talking about amendments, right?
Well,
freedom of religion, freedom of press expression ratified.
Freedom of press, right. And you're talking about corporations, or you're relating to corporations to the press. I would like to open the discussion a little bit further of government and the press. Do you think that there is any correlation there or any confusion there?
I understand that the Office of Public Relations in the President's Department is run like a redheaded stepchild.
So how about the Department of Justice?
Go ahead.
The Department of Justice that would know the freedom of the press in its meeting more than most, wouldn't you think?
Unless you've been arrested by a branch of the press like USA Today Gannett, then you'd probably know more about.
They arrested you?
They arrested me in Detroit, in Sterling Heights, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit.
And what year was that?
Way back in 1985.
Okay, well, I'd like to bring up something more current. When you have the head of the Justice Department, do you know who that is currently in the Obama administration?
Is it Holder?
Yes. That he's going to either resign or be brought up for charges in the current IRS and other scandals. And I was just wondering why you only speak to corporations in government. Why not government and its illegal and inappropriate actions?
Okay. First of all, in order to get into government, you have to become a corporation, and you have to prove you take bribes. You know, you can't just be an individual who declares for office. You have
to. No, I'm not talking about bribes. I'm talking about responsibility in doing illegal actions, like going in and hacking into people's emails and so forth. That's illegal. And I was just wondering, since you're on top of all this, I was wondering what you think about the current allegations and reactions to the government and into private citizens and corporations' records.
It does seem like a conflict of interest to put somebody in charge of the investigation.
Who's being investigated.
Who's deeply involved in it.
Yeah. Now, why are you not supporting that and bringing that? That is more current than something that happened 25 or so years ago to you personally. I think that that is more of a sizable abuse of what's going on, and the government and the President Obama administration is currently involved. They're not Republicans.
No,
I was just wondering why you neglect to bring that up, because that seems to be a little bit larger of how you were treated by the USA 25 years ago and on and on.
Okay, Lawrence. Let's go get him. Let's get Eric Holder out of there. Who would we put in instead of Eric Holder as the investigator on these hunting the press or trying to?
I don't know. I think that the government, President Obama, is going to have to choose the successor. But what if President Obama was knowledgeable of this crime and cover up? What do you think about that? Oh, and by the way, he's not a Republican.
Yeah. No, I'm not holding Obama without blame by any stretch of the imagination. On my website, subhuman.us, I discuss the idea that you know, that you ought not have a closed electoral process limited to those who take bribes and become incorporated. And I think it's a fallacy of the Democrat Party to agree in advance that no other candidates can exist.
Oh, right. But coming back to today, the newspapers of today, the radio shows of today, the TV shows of today, the internet of today, there are current scandals going on which are a bazillion times bigger than your outrage and your government abuse. Why aren't you speaking more on who's at fault, what's going to be done, and the prosecution that should take place? Why don't you bring that up and you bring up Republicans?
Let's name the three main scandals. Go ahead. What are the three main?
There are several more than three, but we can start with, since we're talking about Eric Holder, Fast and Furious. We can then talk about Benghazi. Then we can talk Perez. Then we can talk about the Associated Press, and I could go on. Those are huge scandals, and they're all current now, and they're all under the Obama administration. And I was wondering why that is not a topic of conversation, but things that happened to you personally 25 years ago.
It's 25 years ago and today.
Right. But we're talking about today, and I just named you four, and Holder is now number five, and I can continue to go on. We can go on. Well, I'm just wondering, why do you not find any outrage when a Democrat and its regime is in charge of all these, let's call them snafus?
Right. I'm not only against the Democrats, I'm against the two-party bribe-taking cartel.
Right, but I only heard you talk about Republicans.
Well, I'm in favor of a process that recognizes the U.S. Constitution and just people who are described there, and it isn't.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just freedom of this of the press, and when you have the government checking out your personal information and your family's personal information and your company's personal information, I would think that would be concerning. And it appears to me the people on the left, the Democrats, the progressives, they don't find that an issue.
I find issue with the two-party bribe-taking cartel.
Oh, okay. Well, one of those two parties of the bribe-taking cartel are Democrats. They're currently in charge, and they are, I just named five, different issues, and you don't seem to want to talk about any of them.
Well, I do recognize the idea that Obama could be the only candidate. You know, that in Florida and Michigan, the Democrat Party determined in advance that there could only be one candidate. I don't think that was such a good idea to limit the party.
Well, I don't care about them and the election getting him in. He's in. He's now got a track record. We can look today in the newspaper what's going on in the world and in this country that he's got his fingerprints all over. Why do you not want to talk about today and the issues of today?
Well, here you are, Lawrence. You've got your time. You've used your time. I think you've got some real valid points. There's at least three major issues that are facing the nation. And Obama says, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. He's just the president. Hey, I want to thank you for the opportunity to voice my opinion. Unlike others, you have the gonads to allow civil discourse back and forth, and so that I give you credit. The other ones are just blatant cowards and can't handle the truth. I bid you a farewell adieu.
Okay. Okay, Lawrence is a regular caller to WWPR, and Peter's the other regular caller. And when there are liberal shows, you usually get Lawrence and Peter calling up. And I don't disagree with Lawrence or Peter. I believe that the idea is that we ought to have a constitutional republic of, by, and for the people, not a two-party bribe-taking cartel dedicated to the concept that just people are subhuman and cannot have political existence, rights, or voice. I think that's not a good form of government. I've asked Mr. Miller of Billingham Yacht Sales to call and talk about sailboats. Billingham Yacht Sales and Mr. Miller of Billingham Yacht Sales have a 22-foot Rhodes sailboat for sale. Rhodes is a really inventive sailboat. It's about a 1 foot, 8-inch draft. It's up on Longboat Key right now. You go to Fillingham Yacht Sales, you'll find a description of it with lots of pictures. It's a very people-friendly boat with tons of innovations, and I'm thinking of buying it if my mother's condo sells. I've had a series of sailboats and motorcycles, and I never owned a sailboat and a motorcycle at the same time until recently. I managed to, me and the bank still own a sailboat that I sold. I owe like $2,000 on the last sailboat I sold.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
We have another caller on the line. We have Good Lawrence on the line.
Hello, Good Lawrence. Hello, Good Lawrence. I don't know you by your reputation. I know the other Lawrence by his reputation. What's your name?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Hi, Don. I was lucky I tuned the station. I enjoy, your conversation talks. But anyway, Lawrence from St. Pete, he left out the American Rifle Association. He left them out, and that's big business. And they're the ones that were shipping the rifles to Mexico. So, hey, Lawrence up there in St. Pete, don't blame Holder. Blame big business, and you're part of it, Lawrence. That's my my remarks. Well, later on, I'm going to get that that address for your the paperwork. That $50. I'll call after the show. Well, thank you.
It's on my website. Thank you, Good Lawrence. The other caller that we have usually is Peter, and Peter, I don't know what he's up to now, but he can plug his business, whatever business he's doing, if he calls. Peter Lawrence and Good Lawrence are three regular callers to the show, and I used to advocate internet, TV, and radio for federal candidates with less than $5 million in bribe spending or net worth who advocate for a constitutional republic of, by, and for the people and against the Republican Revolution. We've had a real declared revolution in 1984, and then in 1985 we had violent mercenary armed class war where USA Today Gannett directly purchased the newspapers and the police forces in Detroit, Michigan, and waged war against the American people. The idea is that the code of written law must be destroyed and the freedom of the corporations to get over an individual must be enforced. The other side of that is the federal election law of 1971 that says human individuals specifically described in the U.S. Constitution don't exist unless we take bribes and become incorporated. So that's my idea. My idea is that we recognize human beings described in the U.S. Constitution. They declare for the federal office. They prove to the Federal Election Commission that they're constitutionally qualified, such as a birth certificate or a passport or something, to say that they're like for 35 for a U.S. president candidate and lesser ages for the other offices, that they'll uphold the Constitution of the United States to the best of their ability, and they get 12 people to agree with it. And am I on the air, Valerie?
Yes, you are.
Okay, all right. And then you're listed on the FEC.gov website. And when we get in a process like we're in for 4 years, where organizations like MSNBC and CNN and Fox give massive amounts of publicity to those multimillion-dollar bribe-taking candidates who will likely provide advertising to them, when we're in a four-year-long struggle and only those candidates are recognized and just people go to jail, we need to have something under, like a cigarette pack warning that would be scrolled underneath, that dealing with incestuous feudalism, these candidates will likely give this organization, Fox News, millions of dollars in advertising revenue. There are other candidates we choose to ignore. You can find them listed at FEC.gov. It's the /candidates. Then you would go to fec.gov/candidates, and you could click on the websites for those candidates, and you would be connected. Under the current anti-law system of political action, just people, candidates like myself, have their website, donfromlargo.com, seized by Google, and you can't Google Google. You know, I had a third party set up my website, and I didn't know how to get to my website when Google seized it. They said, this website has been seized, pending renewal or deletion, and I couldn't get to Google. And my wife let me go to see the guy who set up my website. He would have said it would cost me $10 to get the website back. But I didn't know that it was under a email or a website address that was created for me. I guess it would be an email address through which that website was established. And I could have had it for $10, but then Google gave it to a company in the same town as GoDaddy, within two blocks of GoDaddy. They seized my website after it expired, and I couldn't Google to pay them $10 to get my website back. And so I lost DonFromLargo.com. Then I complained widely to various sources about DonFromLargo.com being seized, and magically DonFromLargo.com reappeared. Now, my thoughts are on subhuman.us or DonFromLargo.com. Subhuman.us I have the ability to change, but DonFromLargo.com is largely the complaint that I filed with the Federal Election Commission and the Democrat Republican parties regarding the closed political system. The political system that says just people don't exist, that we don't have political existence, rights, or voice. Every single one of the founding documents say that the human individual does exist and does have political existence, rights, or voice, but the federal election law says we don't. I think the reason why is that the slaves were freed, the Indians were given the right to vote and be treated like human beings, women received the right to vote and organize and be political, and we needed to create a subclass. So in 1971, the Democrat and Republican political parties determined that there was a subclass of human beings who, unless you become a committee or corporation and take bribes, you're not. And this is totally contrary to the idea that just people are. We are described in the U.S. Constitution. We are described in the Declaration of Independence. We are described in the Bill of Rights. Corporations and bribe-taking in corporations are not described there. But the two-party political system is such that MSNBC, CNN, and Fox only give political existence to those who are likely to give them advertising revenue. I call it incestuous feudalism. Another word would be inside trader, traitor, T-R-E-I-T-O-R, and inside trader, traitor. Name that political system that says people described in its constitution don't exist and don't have political existence, rights, or voice. I've got an argument and discussion going with Northwest Airlines. While there, I organized a political group called Machinist Nonpartisan Political League and ran for U.S. Senate, and Northwest Airlines took me out of a supervisor's job as therapy for what I described as work-related anxiety. That anxiety, they asked me to describe, to define work-related anxiety, and I said it's a work and disciplinary action, not policy geared debasement of the individual, failure and refusal to act on safety issues, failure and refusal to act on grievances, continually whittling away of employees' rights and privileges. So that's exactly what the two-party bribe-taking cartel is about. Lawrence, I'm not only hard on the Republicans, I'm hard on the Democrats. We need to recognize just people as candidates. We need to recognize the U.S. Constitution as a qualifying symptom. Valerie, do you have that song about Elvis Presley, about Dream the Impossible Dream? Can you get to that?
Yep, I'll get to it. You got a couple minutes to wrap it up.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought I could maybe talk over and you could bring it up. There's a song called To Dream the Impossible Dream, and my impossible dream is that we recognize the U.S. Constitution as a qualification for federal office. You reach out to 12 people with the petition process, and then you're listed on the federal government's website, fec.gov/candidates. And if you want to find out who the candidates are, you go to that website. If CNN, MSNBC, or Fox want to give 4 years of strong publicity to those who are going to give them bribes, mainly advertising revenue, then you would be instructed while the bribe taking or the endorsing, the de facto endorsing by talking about who the candidates are. There's not an advertisement, but they're only giving political publicity to those who might give them bribes. It's incestuous feudalism. And I think we can get past this closed door political system. I'll see you next Wednesday. I'll see you next Wednesday here at WWPR 1490 out of Bradenton, Florida. Have the same thing to say again. Play the song, Valerie.
The to be better far than you.